react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins asks listeners, do you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you, you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I would like to point out that we live in a fallen world. Sunday evening on 60 Minutes, they interviewed Lady Gaga, the most famous woman in the world today. And what do we know about Lady Gaga? Well, she's outrageous. She talked openly about her escapades in bed during the conversation. In fact, she almost sort of offended a little the gentleman who was interviewing her. He was a little taken aback by some of her outright statements about her activity, regularly smoking pot and drinking excessively during her travels. But in an article that appeared, actually, on the 12th, 13th issue of Wall Street Journal, there's an article on God at the Granny, and it talked about Lady Gaga, the gentleman who interviewed her, and she said, talked about how she had cried hysterically, because she had a dream that the devil was trying to take her. And she said that the spirit of her dead aunt was living inside her body, and she had eaten a bovine heart and faced the fear of her father's heart surgery. She talked about the higher power that's watching out for me, but what higher power was she talking about? The article goes on to talk about so many of the actors, performers today are in touch with spirits, but they're certainly not the spirits of the Holy God, not the spirits of the God of the Bible. Somebody had commented recently about going through the yearbook published by the graduating class from Cairo University back in the 70s and 80s. Why, of course, the girls there in Western attire with lower lines on their dresses to expose their breasts. But more recently, why, more and more of them dressed, very modestly with scarves over their head, repudiating the philosophy, the spirit that's coming from America, which is one of evil. We are the greatest purveyor of pornography and homosexuality and moral degradation in the world. America was founded as a Christian nation and primarily by Christians, but certainly today, look at what's coming out of Hollywood. Look at television. Look at these music concerts we have, with certainly everybody going wild, watching Lady Gaga or whoever the performer would be. And how does one maintain a Christian attitude? How does one maintain a Christian home with that, influence? Well, with us this morning is a good friend, Colonel Ray Moore. He's retired, Lieutenant Colonel, retired after his military service of 20 or more years, and he's written a book called The Promise of Jonadab. And I think you'll enjoy hearing what he has to say. How does one survive in a fallen world? How does one perpetuate a Christian family in a fallen world? Colonel, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me again, and look forward to seeing you again. We hadn't seen you in a few years, but you're out there on the West Coast, and we're on the East Coast, but great talking with you.
Well, I miss the times we spent together, and we did have spent time together, and I value your friendship. And when your secretary called, I was more than happy to put you on. I want you to tell our listeners why this little book, which I have read, is so vitally important.
Well, Jonadab,
going on today.
Yeah, he lived in a time very much like we're living in. He was living. He was a good fighter for the culture of his day. He assisted King Jehu, who removed Baalism from Israel. So he was what we'd call a culture warrior. He would have been living today. He'd have been fighting for family values or pro-life or for his children to be protected from a toxic culture.
I think it's so important for our listeners to understand the times. Ahab and Jezebel had died, but the influence of Baal worship permeated on all of the northern kingdom, and certainly the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom. But you pick up, give people the picture of really what was going on in Israel at the time, and then, of course, where Jonadab fits into this.
Well, it says in the Bible that King Ahab was more wicked than all the kings before him, which was pretty hard to do because Israel had a long series of ungodly kings, but he was the worst in a long line of bad kings. And to top it off, he married Jezebel, and she was a exporter, or basically imported into Israel, Baal worship and the worship of the goddess Astaroth. And so it had really overrun their society completely, and there were very few faithful believers still. At least they were underground. And Elijah, of course, was raised up of the Lord, and followed by Elisha, and they turned it back and defeated Baal for a time. And then he prophesied that Ahab's house would be an eclipse and would be destroyed. And so young Jonadab was a young lad probably when Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. So then a few years later, maybe, we're not quite sure, probably less than a decade, Elijah had prophesied that Jehu would become king, and he was a righteous man and had zeal for the Lord. And he was prophesied to eradicate Baal from Israel. So Jonadab is just a very minor character, and he shows up in 2 Kings 10. He's mentioned only twice or three times in that text as the principal aide to Jehu in carrying out that important mission of defeating Baal. So that was all we know about him in his own time. Of course, the story gets much better, and maybe we can save that for another question, but that was how he fit in his time. We're living in a time much like that. Baalism, we don't call it that today, but it may manifest itself in any false religion or ideology that goes contrary to our Christian faith. And in my book, we describe collectivism, various brands of socialism as maybe examples.
Hold that thought, Ray. We'll be back in just a moment here with Colonel Ray Moore.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, We find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Colonel Ray Moore. We're talking about his book, The Promise of Jonadab. And, of course, this was the time Ahab was dead, Jezebel was dead, but the influence of Baal worship and evil permeated the northern kingdom. And so, basically, Elijah had actually chosen Jehu to be the king, and he commanded the army, and he was a righteous king, and he realized he would have to remove the influence of Baal if Israel was to survive. And so he set out to do that, and Jonadab became his aide. And they simply went and they killed the followers of Baal. This is all you could do. They had permeated everything and were totally destructive. And I guess it was a pretty ruthless suppression of this worship of evil, wasn't it?
Right. It permeated the society. And, of course, Jehu, with Jonadab's help, was successful in removing it. The sad part was it wasn't fully replaced with the true worship of Jehovah God in the best way. And so the destruction of Baal really preserved the nation of the northern kingdom maybe 150 years. But and so later they reverted back and were punished and taken to captivity 722 B.C. And of course, Jonadab, in all this, he apparently carefully instructed his own children and trained them in a way that they would be able to survive the downfall of their country.
And apparently they moved then from the northern kingdom into the southern kingdom where they saw that the imminent destruction of the northern kingdom. And so they moved into the southern kingdom where, of course, they remained until, the Babylonian captivity. This was about 600 A.D.
And right. And that's where we pick up the story, which is what makes it such a remarkable story. He was a man who fought in his own time. But his life and his example outlived him. And so we pick up the story, we fast forward in the scriptures to Jeremiah 35, and that's approximately 250 years later after he has passed off the scene. Eight generations have elapsed, and his children are living inside the walls of Jerusalem, his descendants, that is, and they're still talking about him, and still honoring his family instructions and how he taught his family to live in a fallen world, as you said.
You go right ahead. Tell the story.
Okay. Well, in Jeremiah 35, like I said, 250 years later, Jeremiah, Judah, the southern kingdom, is going through some of the same types of moral, theological, and religious and cultural failure that the northern kingdom had experienced 150 years earlier. They're going down as well. And Jeremiah, of course, is a called prophet of that time, and he's warning the people and trying to bring them to repentance, and they're not listening to him either. And so he brings the family of Jonadab into the temple. This is all in Jeremiah 35 for your listeners if they want to study it later. And he brings their family into the temple, and he sets before them wine. And they say, oh, no, we can't drink wine because our father Jonadab, you know, taught us how to be as a family. Now, we're not arguing for total abstinence in this book. We think that those were rules and things that he established for that time to protect his family. Certainly, abstinence is good, but that's not the point. We don't want to get into a debate with those who might take a glass of wine every now and then. But the fact was that he set strong rules down for the family that would protect them morally and culturally. And so then Jeremiah turns to the leaders of Judah. He says, look at this family. You are not obeying the words of the living God, and yet they are still honoring the instructions of their father, Jonadab, who has been dead these many years. And then he turns to the family, and this is where we get the title of the book called The Promise of Jonadab, and that is spelled J-O-N-A-D-A-B, if people need to look it up. You can order the book on Amazon. And he turns to the family and utters in Jeremiah 35:19 that famous promise, and he says, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, will not lack a man to stand before me forever. He pronounces a blessing or a benediction on that family. And I've been in the ministry, Dr. Monteith, nearly 35 years, and I had not seen that promise in such a dramatic fashion until about 13 years ago. I'd read it, but it just didn't register with me. You know how the scripture sometimes will come at you in an exciting new way. And about 13 years ago, and it just was so dramatic, and in some ways we've kind of made it a central part or a theme of our own ministry. But what Jeremiah was saying is that there will be a perpetual godly legacy in that family to the end of human history. And so our book basically asks four questions. How do you do that? What does it look like? Can it really be done? And has it been done? And that's what the promise of Jonadab is about. We basically talk about Christian families passing the baton or the torch of faith successfully through the generations so that we can have a multi-generational Christian legacy in our family like Jonadab did. And we feature in the book, we discuss six contemporary families that we know. One of them actually is from a Scottish family from last century. But all the others are still with us today, and they have a Jonadab-type legacy, a Christian legacy going over hundreds of years. And one family we mention is an Egyptian Arab family, Coptic Christian family, that we know well. I've been a friend with this man for 30 years. His father is now deceased as a Presbyterian minister. And they can trace their Christian legacy back to the 13th century with good records. And then at the 13th century, the records are sort of lost or confused, but they believe their Christian family heritage goes back to the time of the first century church or the apostles. And so we lay that model out. It should be the norm for the Christian family, but today it's much the exception.
And, of course, the book really talks about the importance of bringing up children in the way of the Lord. And basically, of course, this is what Colonel Moore did and their children have done, and they have children and grandchildren. And of course, this really we would like to change the world, but and we should do everything we can, but the most important thing you can do is raise your family properly and leave a legacy through your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, as Jonadab did. That is the basic theme of the book, would you say?
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of discussion about how the family operates internally as a unit, how you pass the faith on in the family life and the family experience. A lot of Christian families today have no concept of that. They let the church raise their children, the youth group, and often that fails to connect with the children. So a lot of discussion is about what Christian families do internally with the father as the head of the home, leading his family and assisting by his wife to raise a Christian heritage in your children and grandchildren.
So how do you, of course, create a Christian heritage, a Christian worldview in your children?
We have several chapters that deal specifically with that. And we, I said, studied what the Bible teaches. We also studied these six families and what they did. And then, of course, we had we have four children. They're all adults now, and six grandchildren. And so we looked at a lot of some of the things that we did in our own family life. Couple of key points here. First of all, you have to be very intentional and clear and have clear objectives. You have to have markers. You have to have a strategy. You have to have plans in the family to pass the Christian faith to your children. It just doesn't just happen by osmosis. And I think the key thing that we learned or came to conclude, which we think we practice in our own family as well, is that the Christian faith needs to be practiced and lived in all of its reality before the children by the parents. If the father and mother are not praying before the children, praying with the children, reading the scriptures in the home, then somehow it doesn't take. They don't connect. The Christian faith is something that other people do. And that seems to be the common ingredient that we found, that families who pray together, stay together, families who read the scripture. So we talk a lot about some of the things that we stressed. We call them the More Family Rules on page 118. It's important to cultivate family celebrations and traditions that are peculiar to your family. We had a saying in our family, brothers and sisters are permanent friends, because we homeschooled our children in the early years, and sometimes they would complain that didn't have enough friends. And we said, well, your brothers and sisters are your permanent friends. A regular worship, Bible study, quiet time, and scripture memory in the home. Supper together around the table at least once a day without television. A lot of families never eat together. It's always on the go, just like a boarding house, and they don't even know each other. Ships passing in the night. Short accounts when we sin. Parents need to be able to apologize to their children if they sin, and children need to apologize and ask for forgiveness to their parents. Practical holiness. Correction or discipline for disobedience, disrespect, lying, and stealing. And those things always come up among children because they're fallen and they're going to do some of those things. So we really went after direct disobedience, any kind of disrespect if they stole anything or lied to us. We think homeschooling or Christian schooling needs to be an integral part of Christian families today that want to pass the baton successfully, and then teaching your children to show respect for parents and others in authority. And those are just some of our rules that we followed. And so we have four adult children today, all of them faithful Christians, walking with the Lord, and the ones that are married are trying to pass the faith on to their children.
But, of course, Bible reading is so important, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And
right.
Basically, the Bible, learning Bible verses. I mean, the Bible has the message that will bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord. There are so many temptations there in society, We live in a fallen world, no question at all, and we're entering a period of chaos and crisis here in America. There's going to be increasing unemployment and famine and lowering of living standards. The wonderful utopian world we've lived in is coming to an end. It's happening, and of course this is what always happens when a nation turns against God. But how do you survive, and more important, how does your family survive? How do you make sure they do? And of course, this is a wonderful little book about how to raise a Christian family. Will that be really what it's all about?
Yes, that's we try to stress the idea that is, no matter what you're engaged in your time, in your day, in which you live, as a leader, a pastor, a doctor, a writer, a mechanic, whatever you're doing, to make a contribution in your day, it's important that you give a serious devotion to your children and passing the faith to them in a way that they will pass it to their children, one of your primary responsibilities.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Doc, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Colonel Ray Moore. And Ray, before you go on, I want you to give out your website and tell people how they can get copies of your book. It's
Our website is exodusmandate.org, and they can order an autograph or signed copy off of the, you know, off of our website for making a donation if they want to do it that way. They can order it on Amazon.com, which is one of the common ways that people get the book. And it's being carried in many Christian bookstores. We just don't know which ones. Lifeway, which is the second largest Christian evangelical chain of Christian bookstores in the nation. And then a lot of the family bookstores, the old Zondervan bookstores, are carrying it. If it's not in your local Christian bookstore, you can certainly order it. They can get it, so it's in the system. And some secular bookstores are having it, and they could probably get it at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. If they don't carry it on the shelf, they could order it from those stores.
All right, and of course, the title is The Promise of Jonadab. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-800, pardon me, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I think it's important. It's a wonderful little book. It's small, it's short, it's easy to read. You can read it through in a few hours. But it just talks about our obligation as parents to raise our children properly, what we have to do, and of course it has testimonies from some children about their father. And it's about time fathers acted like fathers, and of course centered living in your home upon the Bible, not upon society, not upon radio and television. The most important obligation we have is to bring up our children the way of the Lord. And certainly that's what the book is all about. And I think every Christian father needs to read the book. We're going to carry the book. We haven't ordered it yet, but I just got it yesterday and had a chance to read it this morning before we went on the air. I know Colonel Moore personally, and I'm really very, very pleased with it. What sort of response are you getting from the people who've read the book, Ray?
Well, it's really been very gratifying. It's been out only 5 months. We have a small Christian publisher in Greenville, South Carolina, and they're doing a very, very good job. We are with it, even though they're small, so we have access to the bookstores. We just went into a second printing, which is good news. A lot of churches are using it in their men's meeting when they have an effort to try to disciple men in their responsibility in the home. We've had some Christian bookstores that order them in bulk to use with their families. If a person in a leadership role wanted to order at least 15 copies, the minimum of 15 copies, they can get a 40% discount from the publisher. And the publisher is ambassadorinternational.com. And so some are using it in their homeschool support groups, Christian schools for teachers, staff, faculty, and parents. The secondary purpose of the book is to try to reinforce and encourage K-12 Christian schooling and homeschooling as one of the means to disciple your children. So we're getting a good response, and I could tell you one story. I have to kind of keep it a little vague. I had a friend who visited a country that's kind of semi-open to the gospel. And he wanted to take copies of my book to some of the underground church leaders in this particular nation. And as he was traveling in, and this was in December, they were asking for it wherever he went. So he had a destination, and so when he got to his destination, he had actually given away all copies of the book and didn't have any left. And he was sort of disappointed. But when he arrived, this particular group that he was going to visit had ordered 10 copies of the book, and they were reading it, and they had ordered it from worldnetdaily.com. And it was pretty satisfying to him and to me. He said, I went to this country to take your book, and they had already ordered it. So it was a country a few thousand miles away. So we know it's getting around the world, in some places. And we, our publisher, it originally started in Belfast, Northern Ireland, but they have outlets now. You know, they've been in the United States for 15 years, so they have a big outreach in the United Kingdom, and it's in the largest Christian bookstore chain in the United Kingdom. So it's getting around, and we're getting good responses, and so we feel that it would be very helpful to your audience in helping them raising their children and strengthening Christian parenting, particularly fathering.
And that's really where the leadership has to come from, is from the father. And certainly, you know, the whole theme is that you bring up your children right, they'll bring up their children right, and their children will bring up their children right. And that's what Jonadab did. And 250 years later, after he had passed away, why, of course, his children still remember the message.
Eight generations had passed.
Right.
And they were still honoring.
Anyway, it's a heartwarming book in a fallen world, and I certainly recommend it, and we will carry it. I think we'll make it available probably with one of my interviews with Colonel Moore, and we're going to get him onto our other programs. We need this sort of a message out to point Christians, fathers, to what they can do. And certainly, political activity is fine, but the most important thing is to bring up your children properly. Bring them up in the way of the Lord, and bring them up with the fear of the Lord. And if people had fear of the Lord, we would certainly not be in the mess we are today as a nation.
I see a lot of families, Dr. Monteith, that are sort of in the pro-family movement, or they might be in the Tea Party movement. They're fighting hard to try to save their country or save their culture, but they've neglected their own children. And so when they pass off the scene, their children end up going into the, you might say, the enemy camp because of their improper education, because they haven't been raised in the Christian faith. Jonadab was not that type of man. He fought a good fight in his day, and he had some successes. He was, like I said, participated with Jehu, and they turned back Baalism in Israel, the northern kingdom, so that they spared their nation another 150 years. But he did not neglect his children. He took great care to raise a godly family. And so this is why we call him the greatest dad in the Bible. Now, you know, there are other cases of Abraham, who has a great legacy. All believers down through history are children of Abraham. But he's really, we kind of define him as the greatest dad in the Bible. And the beauty of the story is that he's just an ordinary man. He was not a leader in his day. He participated only in one event that we know about in 2 Kings 10. And I think he gives hope to other families.
Okay, hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Have a question?
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins asked listeners, do you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you, you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and in His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. There's our Colonel Ray Moore, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, retired chaplain from the U.S. military. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. You know, I was fascinated when Colonel Moore mentioned that the World Net Daily had circulating his book. They're doing a wonderful job. I mean, we are involved in a battle of ideas. The other side knows that. They just spent $315 million, AOL, which is part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, spent $350 million to buy up the Huffington Post. What is the Huffington Post? It's a website. Publishes articles. Liberal, but certainly they bring out very important information. Why would you put out almost a third of $1 billion to, buy up a website? Because you want to suppress information. Jesse Ventura was hired by MSNBC. They gave him a $2 million advance. Governor Ventura was going to be having a regular program on MSNBC. Of course, once he got there, they said, now, of course, you can't talk about banking and the Federal Reserve, and Jesse walked out, kept the $2 million, but he passed up countless, a fabulous amount of money of being a regular commentator on television because he was a man of principle. And believe me, the other side fears getting a truth out. They want to destroy the soul of America. They want everyone taken into the worship of Baal, as it would be. And fortunately, there are a few people who are not for sale. Joseph Farah, World Net Daily, is there not simply to make money on advertising. They're there because Joseph Farah has a message. And I'm really pleased to hear that he's carrying your book and getting it out all across the world.
Yeah, that's right. It's been real helpful. In fact, his WorldNet Daily, we're very grateful to them because they've also strongly promoted Christian schooling and homeschooling over the years and really carried a lot of articles about Exodus Mandate. But he tagged the book, The New Prayer of Jabez, and gave us quite a lift and said that the content of the book was more substantive than the Prayer of Jabez. And I read that book, 10 years ago, and it was helpful. A lot of people criticize it as being sort of light, but it did sell about 9 million books. If we could sell 10% of that, we'd think it was a miracle. But our book is sort of similar. It's small in design, and it's a light read. It's not a heavy theology. It's a devotional. But we think it's got real content and can be helpful to families, pastors, and churches in equipping and discipling families, and particularly fathers.
Well, we do as well, and we think it's a great...
I need to say also that my wife and I co-authored the book together, and we raised our children together, and I certainly couldn't have done any of the things I've done without having a loving and supportive wife. And it's not that she was just my proofreader, even though she's an English teacher and a great editor, but she substantially wrote a good bit of the book. We probably did about 50-50. There's a chapter in it called Jonadab Had a Wife, and she wrote that all on her own and basically talked about the mother's role in the family as well.
Well, it's important. It's a shared responsibility, but the father has to be in a position of leadership. And this book, I think, will inspire fathers. It really helps.
If they're interested, just kind of to see a little bit about what it's about, they could go to YouTube. We've got some good stuff on YouTube, and just click on Promise of Jonadab, and that's spelled J-O-N-A-D-A-B. Just click on Promise of Jonadab with Gail and Ray Moore, and they'll see a little six-minute commercial or article about it. And then if they scroll down a little bit, they can see Molotov Mitchell, who's a regular columnist with WorldNet Daily for the record, and he has a nice article about the book there as well. So that would give, you know, a little incentive to go ahead and buy the book.
Well, I think that we need a message of sanity in a world gone mad, and I congratulate you for writing it, and it really is intriguing, and we're certainly, we need weapons today to reach people. We need, of course, to try to preserve as many Christian families as we can, because that is the heritage. That is really the only hope of this country. I do what I do because I'm hoping one family, one person at a time, to turn them back to the Lord. And, of course, basically, you know, you can be a good man, but you can fail in bringing up your family. And, of course, you point out, that's what happened to David. You know, God loved David, but David was a failure as his father. One of his
sons. Yeah, he failed as a father, but his father didn't fail.
Right.
And that's one of the things we point out, that Jonadab was an ordinary man. He might have been like the man in the pew of our churches, and a lot of men say, "What can I do? You know, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a writer, I'm not a gifted speaker, and I'm a working man. I'm a mechanic. I drive a truck." And what every one of us can do is be a good father, and that's the most important thing we can do, and that's the thing that will make the greatest impact in the long run. You know, and the church and the people of God have been in desperate situations down through history. When the children of Israel were living in Egypt, they were being harassed, and their children were even being killed. And it says in, I believe, Exodus 2, it said there was a man and a woman, I believe his mother of Moses was Jochebed, and says they had a little boy, and they took great care of him, and they put him in a little basket in the river to see what would happen to him. And so we can fight back with raising godly children and carry our legacy into the second and third and generation, even the eighth generation, as Jonadab did.
And really the story is that the family, you know, through the generations, held to the faith because of the influence of Jonadab. And I think it's a good lesson for all of us. And certainly our job is to raise our families in the fear of the Lord, in the respect for the Lord, and the love of the Lord. And certainly, if you love your family, you will bring them up strictly. Anyway, Colonel, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, and I'd like to be on the show again sometime and appreciate your work and faithfulness over many, many years.
Well, I'm going to call you this morning and get you on the other program. Thanks so much.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Colonel Ray this morning. We will be carrying the book. We haven't ordered it yet, but we'll hopefully mention when, as soon as it is on order, we'll make it available, why we think it's important. I would mention Cindy, Joe Fair, WorldNet Daily, has apparently promoted the book. I just read it for the first time this morning. Joe Farrer ordered another couple of hundred copies of my book yesterday. He's put out thousands and thousands of copies of my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly people read it, and hopefully they come and begin listening to the program and my radio programs. Hopefully we can change their lives one at a time. The other side, of course, can put out $315 million to buy up the Huffington Post, no concern at all, because they can create money out of nothing. They control the banking system. They control the media. They control our educational system. They control our government, both political parties. And basically, both Republicans are saying, Obama is terrible. Why? He's only going to cut, $34 billion from the budget, and we're going to cut $100 billion from the budget, every year. And we're running a 1.6, latest figures, $1.6 trillion deficit this year. $1.6 trillion deficit. And basically, it just means we go bankrupt a little more slowly under the Republicans than under the Democrats. They're both controlled by the same people. They intend to destroy this country and impoverish our people. And you listen to our program, say, you know where to look to verify what I'm saying. Foreign Affairs Magazine, November, December issue. Article by Richard Haas, last issue of U.S. News and World Report by Mortimer Zuckerman, all tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they'll tell you what they're doing. And your life is going to change, and we're going to see lower living standards, but hopefully this will be a wake-up call for the American people. Now, you need weapons in this battle. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but a lot of people will not read a book. So you need a new DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and you have the permission of the man who put it out to copy it. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. Everybody knows somebody who's died of cancer, and it's totally unnecessary. You will also want to get the transcript or the CD set. The New Order of the Barbarians, because there they openly admit they have treatments for cancer, and they're going to suppress them because there are too many people in the world. They're both available in my book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And let me also mention that you want to get the new DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? They're spraying aluminum. and barium, but the aluminum is extremely toxic to the mind and to the body, and you'll find increasing levels in the soil. I mean, they know what aluminum level was, and it's dramatically increasing. The snowpack on Mount Shasta, it's 61 times increased, the aluminum there, and it gets getting into everything. You need to get the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? It's a weapon. Use it. They use it wisely until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands. Three.